KB2HXS.
Ian Dave.
What's happening? So, how did you do last night? Did you hear anybody, or did you hear some people, or what?
Few. I don't remember exactly how many, but I hear Ed, obviously, because he's up close to me. And then I heard Michelle. I heard her both times. Was weak, but I heard. So, and it's readable. I heard Richard. He was weak, but readable. And then I heard Chad. He was real weak, but I could tell it was him, and I could pull out what he was saying. But, and then there was, and then Steve down in K-A-H-M-R, I believe it was. I heard him, and I heard him real well.
Wow, you heard Richard?
Very, very faint, but I mean, I could tell it was him, and I could tell what he was saying, most of it, not all of it.
Wow, that's cool, because he, what do you call it? He's way the heck down in Simpsonville.
But he's just, there's a gap on that side of the mountain sometimes that'll come through. Oh, and I heard Chris, QLG.
15, 16 people, really clear, and then there was some spotty ones in there that the signal was weak and had a hard time hearing them, but I heard the majority of the people.
A lot more last night than I did any other time, so I wonder how much of that was propagation or how much of it was actually, you know, better setups.
FM, I might be wrong on that. It could be propagation at times, but I think you have more propagation with sideband type stuff than you do with FM. Anyway, I'm getting close to my customer, so I got to duck out on you. I got to try and find this place in the fog. So I will catch you later. And I'm sure I'll be heard a little bit better once my antenna goes up higher. That's why I told people it's just a temporary location.
Right. Well, be careful, and hopefully things are productive there for you. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring for a minute.
Yeah, no problem. I'm about a minute out, so I'll catch you later. KAB2HX, that's Mobile Greenville.
N4ZLK.
How are you, KO4HKX?
See you, Dave. Hate to run you off, but anyway, I'm good. Hope you are. Man, I didn't realize there was one of those exercises going on last night. I would have liked to have participated. I somehow got out of the group, I guess, the notification group. I'd like to get back in it.
Well, if I talk to Chad today or if you talk to him, just let him know. I don't know when they're going to do another one.
Next time they do it, I'll be working, so which might be why I wasn't on the last one. I'm not sure. But I was sitting here at home last night. Beth and I were just sitting around. I could have said, Beth, I have to go. I have to do something really important.
So, still no progress on what's going on?
Maybe getting somewhere. Finally got a message back yesterday, and it looks like, I don't know, I'm waiting to hear something today. So, and this is, for me, is a temporary progress just to get out of this one, and then I have an appointment with another guy in February. March, I'm sorry. That has been highly recommended by several people that Beth knows through her work. It just coincidentally, all on the same day, several people told her the same name, and they had no idea of each other, so... anyway, I'm going to do that. This should get me back to work until I can go see him.
I don't blame you. You got to do what you got to do to get to work.
I'm not there where I can just sit around and, you know, reap the benefits of all my hard years.
Not yet. You're getting close, though.
something from all the hard years, but not benefits yet.
It's good to see you up there at the winter field day. Sorry I didn't get back to you on the radio. We had some issues with RF interference, so didn't get the radio much on my station, but I enjoyed being there anyway, and just looking at everybody else's setup and watching them have fun and operate the radios and just hanging out for a little while.
So stayed longer, and I got to thinking later, it probably would have been difficult anyway, because I don't think the club was setting up and, you know, running a station, searching for call, or, you know, calling CQ. You guys probably were just out looking around, seeing who was out there calling and trying to respond to them anyway, so that would have been difficult. But was it your station itself that had the RF issues, or was it just several being so close together?
Close together. And then after we've taken everything down and packed it up, Dave and I were standing there talking, and he said, yeah, the club's got some bandpass filters. And about that time, it dawned on me, I'd seen them in the bucket up there with the drop cord or the coax. And I was like, well, that would have been good if I remembered that before, wouldn't it?
Heard somebody question Dave at one time that morning, I think, if somebody had some bandpass filters. Dave said, yeah, the club had them, and they'd see. He said he'd see if Johnny knew where they were, he'd bring them up there. So that's a shame. Oh, well. It was pretty active. It was pretty busy. I listened around a couple times when I was home. But for the most part, I was sitting there, hanging out with Ada, just playing around with her, so it was hard to get back on the radio.
I believe I would have had to go the same route you did.
Fault not being on the radio. It was easy because she was there, but there weren't many chances. She was cute, though. She has got such a personality and a sense of humor. She's just like her mom. She's got a good sense of humor.
Pick up too many bad habits from Grandpa. I believe she'll be all right then.
Already teaching her how to fish and, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't think those are bad habits.
They're not bad habits. But we all know how you are sometimes.
The work, doing that kind of thing.
I'm your nuts. It would be me.
Yeah, it is.
How much stuff you got done around the house so far? Anymore then.
Good. I took a few days there at the beginning. I needed to rest up, but and then I was going here and going there, and then when Beth was home, you know, we're taking the chance to either grab one of the grandkids or go do something. So haven't done what I probably should have been doing, but and I've enjoyed a little radio time too. Been working on some CW.
It's a good time to, a good skill to pick up while you're doing everything else.
A lot of time in front of the radio making one or two contacts, at least early on, just because I'm trying to either get up the nerve or trying to find somebody who's going slow enough I can copy.
Probably getting your own head more than anything in a situation like that.
You know, all that time I was practicing, I was writing it down, just listening to it and then copying it as I'm writing down. Well, now I'm sitting here trying to copy it without writing it down, and I find if I'll just write it down, it comes easier because that's how I was teaching myself. So I need to just keep doing that. It just uses a lot of paper.
But, I mean, you can learn it that way, and then you can pick it up later on. So my thing would be trying to remember the rest of the sentence. I'd have to write it down.
And a lot of the things they send all the time, like the RST and the, just there's some things that you hear and you're like, okay, I know exactly what that is. I don't have to write it down anymore. And I'm catching more and more of those. And I'm actually getting calls a lot better without having to write them down. Like I'll just scroll around and I'll hear a call, and I was like, okay, and then I'll write it down after I hear it. I've got the complete call in my head instead of waiting on it. So I'm getting there. Yeah, I can tell that I'm making improvement. I'm trying to make one contact at least today if I don't have a lot of time. And I've, some days I've done two or three. A couple of them are, you know, just a short, quick contact. And then others, I've actually had some 30, 40-minute conversations, which, going as slow as I am, that can, you don't really say much in that time, but you also get off just the basic signal report, location, and name.
Like I tell everybody when I'm teaching on how to work on a call on flat rate, learn to do it right first, and speed will come later.
Right. That is exactly right. But sometimes it's hard. You tend to, or at least I want to get in there, just jump in and get going. And, you got to just sit back and say, it'll come to you. I'm a whole lot. I can definitely see that I'm getting there.
It matters, though. But, Shane, I am pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3 for now. And good to talk to you this morning. And maybe we can meet up again one day later this week or next week.
Like that, Patrick. Have a good day. And I'll listen out for you. Hope everything goes well. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
Three, Shane. Have a great day. KO4HKX, clear.
KO4PXB.
N4ZLK, how are you?
Doing good. Good morning, Shane.
Here, field day Saturday, and I think you were getting close. You might have even pulled in the driveway, but I had to go pick up my granddaughter. I was hoping I'd get a chance to shake your hand or something. I'm sorry I missed you.
I'm sorry I missed you, too. I had my daughter out there, and she had a fun time. She's 3, and so she was running around in the woods, picking up rocks and asking about this and the other. And she was so fascinated and wondered why there's that big hole in the ground where that house was going to be. That was her biggest focus, and then picking up the big gravel rocks. That was the two highlights of her day the whole time we were out there.
Well, I saw that big hole. I imagine it looked really big to her. And it is fun just to watch little kids when they see something new, just the expression, the first time they interact with something. That's an amazing thing.
There's another funny comment that she made. She had to go to the bathroom, so I was taking her to the porta potty, and she looked down in there and told me to flush it. I busted out laughing.
Her first experience with one of those, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And she wouldn't even let me put the paper down on the lid and hold her. And so that's what she wanted to use when she saw it. But also I brought a little pink portable one, so that's what she ended up using.
Travel with when you have little kids.
It would have been beyond interesting to try to, convince her to go potty in the woods. And that would have been a lot more entertaining.
Chasing her around, were you able to see anything going on with the radio stations?
Walked around a good bit, and the one that was up on top of the hill, I sat there and was on that one, scrolling through the different bands and listening, so that was definitely fun and interesting.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Again, I'm sorry I missed you. But I'm going to go ahead and go. I got to fix another cup of tea, I think, and get some stuff done, maybe. But good to hear you this morning. Hope you have a safe drive into work and have a good day. KO4PXB, N4ZLK, 73 Lloyd.
Have a great day. It's KO4PXB.